the Danube has fallen so low that Hungary's only nuclear reactor cannot cool itself. Hungary's state power company announced the shutdown this week as record drought across Central Europe has starved the continent's second longest river. When a civilization's energy infrastructure fails not from mechanical breakdown, but from the climate it depends on. You're watching the premises of industrial civilization crack in real time. Hypatia has the first word on this, then Seneca.
The Nile taught us to measure inundation against expectation. When the flood failed, the granaries emptied and the geometers recalculated. You have built a machine that splits the atom to boil water and you cool it with a river that no longer rises. The mechanism is necessary. Fission releases heat. Heat requires a sink. The Danube was that sink. The river's volume is not a policy variable. It is a geometric fact, the integral of rainfall over a basin you do not control. When the heat waves came, the evaporation term grew. When the rains failed, the inflow term shrank. The difference is not negotiable. Bucks shut down because the equation admitted no other solution. We watched the Seraphim burn and called it theology. The mob called it justice. The stones did not care. They knew only that fire consumes what air feeds. Your nuclear plant knows only that steam condenses where water flows. The politics of carbon and climate, of sovereignty and grid security, these are the opinions men shout while the necessary mathematics proceeds without them. Romania, Bulgaria, Serbia, each nation draws from the same proof. The river does not recognize borders. The drought does not read treaties. The question is not whether the plant restarts when the water rises. The question is what infrastructure survives when the necessary conditions become impossible.
Lucilius, you ask how the Danube could fail a furnace built to outlast empires. I think of Corsica, where the sea would not yield water fit to drink, and we boiled seawater in lead pans until the salt crushed the vessel. The river does not negotiate. It does not know what a reactor is. It only runs, or does not. We built the plant beside the water because the water was always there. That is the error, not the engineering, but the assumption that the conditions of construction would hold through operation. Nature keeps no contracts. The heat that drives the turbine also steals the coolant. The same sun. In my villa at Nomentum, the cistern ran dry 3 summers of 7. I learned to measure wealth not in acres, but in days the well holds out. Hungary has one plant, one river, no margin. That is not misfortune, it is design. Romania, Bulgaria, Serbia, each watches the same falling level and calls it a surprise. The stork's nest and the consul's palace both burn when the fire comes. Epictetus knew this, so did the Danube, long before we named it. Write me from Sicily, does the spring at your gate still run?
BBC News carried the story. A power plant built to run for 50 years can't run at all when the river that cools it drops below the level. Engineers assumed would never happen. That's the gap between design and climate now. That's old news for today.